Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Marine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual landlady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
All right, we're back for another week of N4G Radio.
Radio
friendly unit Shifter is in the house, and in the studio this week we
Jet
have
Grind Radio.
Don't ever call it that ever again. It's not Jet Grind Radio.
I knew that would get on your nerves.
In the studio this week we have Gambus, the DJ Diddles.
Wow, DJ Diddles.
DJ Diddle. Ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch.
Yeah.
Wiki. I bet you're buying DJ Hero when it comes out.
Maybe.
Also with us, we have the Wombat Ride Wombat. Oh.
Wow. That was a very... That was a very...
It's very Max Headroom.
Interesting. Yeah.
Ooh, blast from the past.
What, Wombat?
Baby and the dog.
Hey. Here we go with a crazy radio announcing again.
And back with us after some time off.
Considerable amount of time off.
The Boogeyman, Bob Peterson.
Hello.
Tech Mobo. Down, set. Yeah.
Last podcast of the year.
So I hope you played some good stuff. No, you didn't, did you?
I played a little bit. I did. I have some fondling to talk about.
Rock Band doesn't count anymore, okay? It's been 2 months.
Why don't I give that my game of the year? Somebody actually asked me. I was like, you play so much fucking Rock Band. Why don't you give that game of the year? I'm like,
You know,
it's
you
like giving Geometry Wars
game.
My game of the year. You know?
You always ignore that game. You're like, it's Rock Band. It don't count. Don't have space aliens in it.
So next we got what? Professor K. Oh, wait a minute.
Professor Chaos? Well,
I guess he's probably still arguing with Microsoft about trying to get his...
His Xbox Live back because he was crazy and installed the new Xbox experience.
Did they ban his account?
They haven't let it. You can't get on live.
Oh, gotcha.
So you can't log in. And also back with us, we have Justin the Killer.
Oh, wow.
Man.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The N4G podcast is the most mature and respected podcast on the internet.
Hey, we fucking rule.
we fucking rule.
Justin the Killer Wolverine Testa, how you doing?
Good.
So we'll get started off with some fondling, and as always, there's no restriction on the fondling, obviously, because it's that time of year. But hopefully then we'll get back to John Smackenroe's question after our technical difficulty last week.
Yeah, where we vamped for basically a half hour in GamusCon tap dance to distract everyone.
Well, I'm glad finally I interrupted him and people interrupt me while I'm fondling. I like the finish. So.
Yeah. we don't always get the finish, but GambusCon gets to go, and you get to finish. Just make sure you have a Kleenex.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Alrighty then. Let's see.
Oh, you brought something for show and tell.
Yes, I did.
Somebody scream!
My beginning of my week, I was playing Fallout 2.
Three, you mean?
Yes, three. Yes.
I was going to say, man.
Wow. Where'd you find a copy
of that? I hear you in the Wayback Machine, Mr. Peabody.
I was getting Far Cry and Fallout mixed up. But
what was
been playing
story?
Some of that, and I really like it. I just completed a new quest that was very disturbing on a psychological level.
What's the name of it?
It has to do with the West family.
Yes. Where you have to find that's a really good. That's a really good quest. I like that one.
And the way it concludes is disturbing. Oh, my God. I can't believe they put that in a video game.
Okay.
Yeah. Dead silence.
I know.
No, seriously, it's a good. It's called Blood Ties. You get it pretty early on. It's just a question of when you
I just started into my game now. I just played it Friday night. And I did the first quest, The Power of the Atom.
Yeah.
And I went totally evil.
Nice.
Oh.
And that might be one of the most beautiful things I've ever witnessed in my life.
Wait till you get to the Blood Ties quest. You want to talk about mature in a video game.
Exactly.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's real good.
Not just on a visual level, but on a psychological and story level. Very, very, very mature. But, yeah, I played that. And then, you know,
rated
I was...
Rated M for mature.
Rated M.
But like Mortal Kombat, rated T for... I don't
know. Tay Awesome Sauce.
So, couple
you
know days
rated T for they took the weak way out.
A couple days later, after I you know was playing more of the,
it's not their call.
I know it's not their call, but I don't give a fuck.
Leave Ed Boon alone.
I'm pissed off that they edited the Joker fatality for North America.
Can I finish now?
Yes, you can finish now. Thank you. I apologize.
Let me pass you my Kleenexes here.
Ross Pro comes in.
Can I finish? Let me finish. Can I finish?
But also, I picked up Little Big Planet.
LBP and Nahizi.
Nahizi.
And I'm like, oh my God, this game is so incredible. It's like the best game ever. Maybe not, but it's up there.
That was the best retraction I've ever heard in my life.
That's going on the back of the box.
This is like
Gibbous
John
from
ever.
N4G Radio says, it's the best game ever. Maybe not. But it is awesome.
It is freaking awesome. It is. If I had to do a quote, like, besides that quote I just did, you know, I would the quote would go something like this. Just like YouTube elevated the entertainment medium, Little Big Planet has elevated the video game medium.
That's a pretty good quote.
For nerds!
I want to make a t-shirt with Gambus Khan's face on the front of it that just says, for nerds, underneath it. Somebody get to work on that. We need to get Split Reason to make some Gambus Khan t-shirts.
But yeah, I've been playing a lot of the user-created content. And I must say, a lot of it is really good.
That's the thing. It's like you could make a lot of Gambus t-shirts.
Yeah, you could.
You could like have him on the cover, like with the two fingers pointing out. Get this, and you can have like, you know, the for
just
nerds.
Have a shirt that in giant bold letters. Like you remember the old Frankie Says Relax t-shirts where it was like all the way down. Just have it say Super Robot Tyson all the way down the shirt.
Big old grin on his face saying greetings, programs.
I still say we're going to use his picture for the podcast album cover for the website, which is a picture of him like.
I love the picture of him laying on the grass. I think that should be used more.
The grass.
Anyhow. So you were the man on the grass, you know.
But one of the levels I got to play was the Airman stage. Did you play that?
You mean the music?
No, not the music one. The actual Airman stage from Mega Man 2.
I played the Cutman stage from Mega Man.
Well, somebody actually made... I think it was Japanese. Somebody actually made an Airman stage, and he actually made the floating head platforms, and they actually have the retractable horns in and out. Dude, it looks so incredible. You got to do a search for it.
I'll have to.
Yeah, Airman level. I mean, it's...
It's like Starburst.
Wow.
I mean, someone actually created those flying head platforms, and they look very, very close.
Do you get them when you beat the level, like in the...
I didn't beat the level.
Oh.
It's probably about three times tougher than Mega Man 2 version.
Well, yeah, Sackboy's does have that weird physics.
Yeah.
Jump, which will drive you nuts in some levels.
Yeah, that's the only thing that gets on my nerves about the game is the physics of Sackboy himself, you know.
Well, they're accurate, but that is also the problem.
that's a part of the problem. It's realistic, you know.
And if Sackboy were real.
If Sackboy was real. Oh, my God.
They had to make a Sackboy cornhole game.
Nobody listening to this podcast knows what you're talking about.
Oh, sure, there's one person out there.
Cornhole's sort of localized. It's cornhole is a beanbag toss game.
The beanbag tossing game that you play when you're a kid and you play the tic-tac-toe beanbag tossing game.
It's basically, you've got two boards across from each other. They have a hole in it. You try and land the beanbag on the board or put it in the hole.
It's redneck horseshoes.
Basically, there you go. Redneck horseshoes is a great way to describe it.
Yeah, I bet some of our friends on the West Coast probably had a different idea of what cornhole was. But
welcome to the News for Cornhole podcast.
Well, it means that, too.
Yo, man, I got into cornhole, you know what I'm saying?
but enough cornhole.
A little extra credit on the side.
Enough cornhole, and let's get back to the fondling.
It's like gravy.
What?
Man, this podcast is MC-17.
Off the rails.
But the last title that I played this week is my long-awaited DS game.
Here we go.
It's not even really a game. It's a synthesizer music program called the Korg DS-10 synthesizer.
So how accurate is it?
It's...
Is it a $30 synthesizer, or is it a $300 synthesizer plugged into a $30 cartridge?
It's kind of weird because it's basically a mini Korg keyboard, which is like $400, plus a Colossalator, which is about $200, plus
Shadow of the Colossalator,
plus an Electribe, which is roughly about $500.
Those are awesome names.
Electribe.
All combined into one program.
New from Sierra Entertainment.
And then minus the presets. And basically you have to make all the beats from scratch. Which is pretty sweet. I actually...
He's gonna show and tell.
I actually composed an entire song. Well, it's a short song, but... Well, it's a couple minutes, but...
Well, we're not going to play the whole thing.
Kill Wolverine over there choking on a chicken leg or something.
I'll just give you an idea.
Oh, you still... Get out of my mouth.
Holy moly, what are you guys doing over there?
Glad you didn't have your headset on for that.
But here's some music that
I think differently
yours
about
truly
me.
Actually composed, and I didn't use any, you know, pre-made melodies or
you
anything
use
like
no
that.
No loops?
No loops.
Fruity loops?
The con's going to put me out of business. He's going to kick me off the podcast for the intro. He's going to start creating.
We're
going to
have DS outro synthesizer music.
Go home, take down my MySpace page, cancel all my CD orders.
No, don't cancel anything, man. This is kind of crude sounding, but that's because
whole podcast has been crude sounding so far. So.
But this music, you know, you pretty much have to
now
make
he's
it
choking
scratch,
on a chicken wing.
So. It's just something I spent about an hour or so making. So here it is.
Here it goes.
I feel like Lamar from Revenge of the Nerds.
I feel like this could be in a 16-bit video game.
I think I just beat a boss.
Like, this could have been an RPG theme song.
That's not in the
or,
song.
Or, there you go. It could have been a shooter.
I think he was just making, like, an 80s beat.
Have a one.
I feel like getting out of a cardboard box and breakdancing.
What do you need a cardboard box for? Why don't you just use a blanket? It was totally random. Leave it alone.
Seriously, this could have been in, like, River City Ransom 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Bad dudes.
Bad dudes, too. Electric Boogaloo.
Everything.
I'm bad. I'm bad.
If you played the terrible NES version.
Are you a bad I'm enough bad. Dude to save the president? Ninjas have kidnapped him.
And at the end, you'll eat a cheeseburger.
Dude, that sounds like my kind of game.
Oh, I miss.
I'm so mad when I beat bad dudes in the arcade. I'm like, are you kidding?
Oh, he gets a cheeseburger.
Okay, that's about it.
8-bit voice acting was the best. That was very good.
Thank you.
Seriously, that could have been like a 16-bit RPG theme song, battle theme song.
Yeah.
Like, I could have been fighting slimes to that.
A slime approaches. So does that wrap up your current fondling?
Yeah. My future fondling is pretty much going to be more of the same.
Not buying anything new this week?
No, not this week. But next week will be Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe.
Mortal Kombat!
Which is much anticipated.
Excellent.
And to help him stick with it, his review will be up by Friday.
His review will be up by Friday.
Yeah, right? I'm doing a review for the Korg synthesizer.
Maybe we'll upload a track that you can download.
Wow, hey, can that's a good that? Idea.
Can you, like, output the music? You should look into that. Do some research.
Dig on it.
Yeah.
Not the site big. Well, we'll move on to the Wombat.
Would you forget my name halfway through? The Wom.
We'll move on to the Wombat.
The Wombat.
Oh, so what did I play this week?
I don't know.
We'll start out with the small stuff.
The small things.
Don't ever quote Blink 182.
Blink 82?
Blink. Blink whatever the fuck their name is.
Say it ain't so.
Whoa.
Turn the lights off.
Carry me home. So I played the trial version of Vigilante 8. Would you stop fucking... if you're going to choke on them, don't eat it. Seriously. Or at least don't put it that far in your mouth.
Oh, Lord.
Learn your own gag reflex.
Man.
Jesus Christ. Experiment. You don't have to put the whole thing in your mouth.
It's a juicy fruit. It's going to move you.
The rhythm is going to get you. So I played the trial version of Vigilante 8 to bring this kicking and screaming back onto topic. And you know what? It's Vigilante 8.
It is, but it is really pretty.
It
was
is
a nice
pretty.
Little overlay.
Yeah, I mean, it's not super pretty.
No,
but
it's
it looks good for
game.
Vigilante 8.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed it. I still, you know, obviously Twisted Metal is...
But
wait,
but
better,
you don't.
I
yeah,
think,
but there's no option for that on 360.
Well,
so this is the closest that the 360 guys.
The
will
closest
ever get.
The 360 guys are going to get, with the exception of maybe if they, you know, release a new version of a game like
that's
that,
like the,
which is not likely.
It's not Second Offense, though.
No, it's the original.
No, it's the original.
Redone.
Is it redone with what, the Dreamcast engine or something? Or?
No, it's all
it's
overdone.
Yeah,
all brand new.
So I played a little bit of that. I didn't play honestly very much of that. I played the beta for Call of Duty World at War, and it's Call of Duty. It's fun, though. I had a blast with
it. It's gory, too.
It is very gory.
You blow people's legs off.
I love the attack dogs. That's a lot of fun. Artillery strikes in the game I was playing in got a little over-spammed, which was a little annoying. But I enjoy it, and there are already people who are way too fucking good at it. To make it much fun for someone like me who doesn't play Call of Duty 4 that much online.
Yeah.
But I had fun with it. I'm curious to see. I really, really like the single player of all the Call of Duty games. I even liked the single player of Call of Duty 3. I reviewed it on the Wii and it was awful, but I actually liked the single player. So I'm really looking forward to the single player version of it, and I'm also looking forward to the fact that it's the last of the World War II shooters, at least in the Call
sure
of Duty.
We haven't heard that before.
Line,
yeah.
But it's got Jack 24 Bauer in it, man.
Indeed.
Oh.
Well, I did play the single player campaign at that conference, and
is it good?
Fucking all. I mean, that's what totally did a 180 on me as far as recommendation
right.
went. So.
So I played a couple matches of that. I didn't invest a whole lot of time in it because, like I said, I'm not that good at Call of Duty, if I'm being honest. So I go in there and I shoot some guys up and I score some points and capture some flags, but I also usually have the most deaths on whatever team I'm on. So
me too.
So I played that. I'm thinking there's another trial game or something that I played this week, and it's not really just coming to me right now. So we'll move on to the game that I probably spent the most time with this week, which was Fallout 3. My review is up on ZTGD.com if you want to check it out.
Oh, it's not ZTGD.com.
Yeah.
Well, ZTGameDomain.com.
Thank you. Don't mess up the URL.
Sorry.
People go to the wrong place.
I assumed people would know where it was, but it is ZTGameDomain.com. And honestly, there's another game this year that I scored higher than Fallout because of some issues in Fallout. With some technical issues, not gameplay issues, but technical issues.
It better not have been too human.
It was not too human. Okay. It was Grand Theft Auto, actually. But at this point right now, Fallout is my game of the year. I say that not having played Resistance, not having played Gears, but at this point right now, Fallout's my game of the year. The game is phenomenal. And I wish I would have played more of it last week because I disagree with you guys when you say that it's Oblivion with guns because it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. No,
it's
not.
It's got the bat system.
It controls similar to Oblivion, and the character models look similar to Oblivion, but that's it. You don't level up the same way you do in Oblivion. You don't fight the same way that you do in Oblivion, especially if you use the VAT system.
Let me interrupt you.
Okay.
Just for a second. No, it's not identically Oblivion.
It's not Oblivion,
and then you did a skin swap with post-apocalyptic.
Right.
But anybody who was turned off by Oblivion will most likely.
Agreed.
Unless you're like me, which I'll get to my fondling part on that, but there's a good chance if you were turned off by Oblivion, you probably would not like Fallout.
Agreed.
Because they do play very similar.
Agreed. So, they're similar games. But I see a lot of people saying it's exactly like Oblivion with guns, and that's not at all true. I love the fact, and I mentioned this in my review, but I don't really see this. I don't really see people mentioning this too much. But I think the best, like the most innovative, and probably the best part of the actual game is the fact that resources are so scarce that not only does it make you play the game differently. Because when you're low on health and you don't have any food left and you don't have any med packs left, which is a pretty common occurrence because stuff's pretty scarce, not only does it make you approach combat differently, but it affects the choices that you make in the game, and it adds a certain amount of gravity to the moral decisions that most games that have moral decisions, quote-unquote, don't have. Because it's a lot easier in most games to just go the absolute good path or the absolute evil path, and say, you know, well, I don't want any money for saving your town. You just keep it. It's a lot easier to do that in most games because you always have a ridiculous amount of money. But when you've got 100 caps to your name and your equipment needs 500 caps worth of repair, it's very difficult to say, no, that's okay. You just keep it. Or if you're almost crippled and you're almost out of health and you see a stim pack laying there that you would have to steal to get, it's very difficult not to steal it because they're so scarce that it makes the evil decisions much more tempting and it makes the good decisions much more of a sacrifice.
So thankfully the demotion and promotion from good to evil isn't so extreme. Like,
right.
Like, say, you know, I mean, I hate, that's a bad example, but BioShock.
Right.
You harvest one.
You're
girl,
done.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But this
it's
way,
not,
I mean, you can do,
right.
I mean, just like in real life, I mean,
right.
You know, most of us are generally good, but, you know, there are some things that, there are things that we probably regretted.
Right.
Done
exactly.
Kind of
exactly.
Like getting
and it does a fantastic job. All the quests that I've played thus far, and even quests, but the people that you run across, anytime you have a moral decision to make, the game does a fantastic job of giving you ample temptation to do the bad thing and a greater sense of sacrifice for doing the right thing. So I love the fact that the moral decisions actually carry some weight in the game world rather than just, oh, I know if I pick this at the end, I'm going to be a good guy, and if I pick this at the end, I'm going to be a bad guy. I love the combat. I love it. I love it. I love it. The VAT system is awesome.
Yes.
Nothing makes you feel more badass than when a raider is about to drill you with a sledgehammer and you slow it down and you just blow his head off that's just, or you blow his arm off, it's just awesome to me. Now, that's all the good things. It's a Bethesda game, which means there are clipping issues and hit detection issues all over the place. Mm-hmm. None of them, and I've played enough of the game that none of them are to the point where it's game-breaking, but they do get annoying sometimes.
Like when you have an 80% headshot attempt, right, and it totally misses.
Well, not even that. Because that's all, you know, granted, there was a 20% chance, right, you were going to miss. I'm talking stuff like I came out of a cave and none of my attacks would hit anything. My feet were clipping through the floor and every enemy I killed sunk through the ground.
Weird.
So the only way I was able to attack anything is if I didn't use VATS and I used a melee weapon. Anything else, I couldn't do anything. I had another issue where I got stuck. I was walking across a bridge and I got stuck. Like, I couldn't move, I couldn't jump, I couldn't crouch, I couldn't do anything.
Your foot got stuck in a wood board?
Basically, yeah. So luckily I just walked out of a building, so it auto-saved, which is a good thing. The game auto-saves all over the place. But it does have some technical issues that get on my nerves, but the rest of the game is so phenomenal that it doesn't, in my opinion, detract away from the whole game. But I'm different than a lot of people in that I don't really put a whole lot of stock into technical issues unless they're completely and utterly game-breaking to the point where it slows down where you can't play it anymore. But if the frame rate drops a couple seconds or if I get stuck on one rock, it doesn't kill the game for me. So it didn't take a whole lot of points off its score when I reviewed it. But overall, I'll stop talking about Fallout now because I'm just rambling at this point. But overall, so far, it's my game of the year.
Right. Well, and the thing is, and a lot of those technical issues are very forgiving for the fact that how big the world,
right,
is.
Right.
I mean,
huge.
The thing is, I mean, you can't, you know, in a smaller game that was maybe 8 or 10 hours and it's
right
here and you have, you know, progression from point A to point,
exactly,
B and those kind of issues, I mean, that could literally kill
if
the game.
If Tomb Raider Underworld came out and it had the issues that Fallout has, it would affect the game a lot more than it does in a game like Fallout.
But the game
and
is
it would
just
be
so
more
immersed that you're, I mean, no matter how much bug testing you're going to do.
Right.
Unless you want the game to be pushed back for 4 more years.
Right.
4 more years. then, you know, you're gonna come across certain occurrences.
Right.
I mean, that is the nature of the beast.
Right.
So.
But at this point, it's probably among the most immersive RPGs that I've played ever, honestly. It's very, the whole game world, everything about it draws you in and really makes you feel like you're a part of it. So that's my pick right now, but we'll see if it holds up to the end of the year. Because I also played a lot of another game this week that's going to be up there, Little Big Planet.
Oh, yeah.
Which is just phenomenal. But I knew it was going to – I played the beta, so I knew it was going to be phenomenal. It's no shock.
Little Big Planet, how I love thee.
The user-created levels that I've played so far – I'm completely amazed by the talent that people have. I was talking before the show, there we have it again, about a Japanese level that's a Gradius-like shooter where you actually, you're behind, Sackboy is behind the screen and you're controlling an actual little ship, looks like the R-type ship or the Gradius ship, up and down and you're shooting enemies and just like you would in a side-scrolling shooter. People have an amazing amount of talent, an amazing amount of time on their hands to do some of the stuff that they put out there. And I love the fact that people are being creative with what they use the editors for. There's a couple levels up that you can go specifically to get specific trophies, where you can just go and the whole level is built around getting you this trophy, this trophy, this trophy, and this trophy. The community around this game is already awesome. I can't imagine what it's going to be like in a couple months.
Did you play any of the Sonic the Hedgehog levels?
I did not.
There's one it's a complete recreation of the first stage.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of it, you actually fight Dr. Robotnik or
really
Dr. Eggman, whatever he goes by.
Right.
And he's in that spaceship. And he's got that ball swinging back and forth.
Nice.
And you actually have to avoid him, and you actually have to jump on the he's got a spring behind his head, so you have to jump on his basically on his head a couple of times to actually take him out. So it's actually, you know, a boss.
Man, that's pretty impressive.
And I played one stage that actually had a humongous robotic boss that took up the entire screen. And it had many damage points to where you could, like, damage him when you, like, hit the damage points. And it was actually moving, stomping the ground, had spikes coming out of it. It was very elaborate. And I was like, oh, my God, this is incredible.
Yeah, that it's one of the, like, I worried ahead of time before the game came out, even though it was an awesome game, I worried that it would be one of those games where the user-created content just didn't live up to what I hoped that it would. But so far, that has definitely not been the case. The user-created content has very far exceeded my expectations to this point.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, so much, in fact, I remember when they were talking about in the early development stages, they're like, you know, we give you the tools in LittleBigPlanet to create anything you want, and every level that we have in our game is user-created. With the same exact tool system. And I'm playing some of these levels. I'm like, that's impossible. Until I see people actually doing it without being a developer for an MMO.
Absolutely. I mean, and that's the thing about it is you can – not only is it incredibly complex, but it's like it's very easy to make complicated things if you're building a level. Even if you have simple parts, it's very easy to build something that's pretty cool. Even without, you know, investing a significant amount of time in it. Now, you're not going to create a level that's top-notch unless you invest a significant amount of time. But you can go in and really mess around with stuff and have a lot of fun with it. I haven't gotten to the editor much lately, but I remember, I think it was a couple months ago, I was talking on here about a program called Fun that was on the PC. It was basically like LittleBigPlanet without the platformer running through it, where it was just basically you could build physics simulations. And I built some cool things in there, a golf club that would rotate down and hit a ball off a tee, and like a spring-loaded gun where you could put something in it, the spring would go back and it would shoot it back out. I'm really anxious to jump into LittleBigPlanet and create some stuff like that where, you know, maybe you can put Sackboy on something, have a sack or a club come down, swing and knock him across the level, or have him fall into a thing and shoot back out. Like, stuff like that, I'm really interested in playing with. More than, I think that's my thing, more than building, like, this huge complex level, I just want to get in there and have fun with making crazy stuff. So I'm excited for that, but LittleBigPlanet is very, very, very good. Very, very good. If I wasn't such a... If I didn't have such a hard-on for Fallout, it would probably be my Game of the Year nod. But Fallout has everything that sort of draws me in. So,
you know, about LittleBigPlanet, which I find to be really interesting, is like all the stuff that's there available right now, the user-created content, right? It's all made by individuals.
Right.
Well, here's the thing.
Another t-shirt slogan.
Yeah, another t-shirt slogan. Okay, imagine if you will. Because there's certain stages in LittleBigPlanet that, you know, you get items. Like, oh, this person made, like, for instance, one level I was playing was a Japanese level because it was very anime.
Right.
I got to pilot the Valkyrie 1 from the Macross anime series. And someone actually created it. You know, actually molded it together, and you could actually jump in the cockpit and fly it and everything. I was thinking, you know, with the ability to trade items that a person created, I'm thinking that the future of LittleBigPlanet will not just be individual user-created content, but group-related content. Like, a group of people, maybe across the country or across the world, could get together through, you know, the PlayStation Network. One person could be in charge of the enemies, create all the enemies from scratch. One person could be charged of environmental graphics. floor tiles, ceilings, walls. And then the other person could be in charge of putting it all together. So you could have these group-created projects so that you could create even more elaborate gameplay experiences. I think that's going to be in the near future. I think people are going to catch on to that, be like, oh, we can exchange information. So they'll create a stage exclusive toward their team for just trading items.
I haven't checked out the this side of it yet, so I'm not quite sure. Do they have the co-op creation up yet? Do they have it up and running?
There's been people who have created multiple characters in one level.
Yep. Oh, okay. Yep. Yeah, I wasn't sure if they had the...
Yeah, even told you before you entered that it's a co-op level, too.
Yeah.
So. I knew there were... they were saying that the ability to create levels with other people might not be up when it launched, but I wasn't sure if that actually had made it in yet or not, because I hadn't checked that side of it out yet.
Yep.
I mean, I think that pretty much wraps it up. Those are the two games that I invested the most time in this week. I didn't really play anything else. So, this coming week, it all depends on what Gamefly is going to send me. My plan is to at least buy Resistance this week, regardless of what else happens. I didn't have time to go up and buy it this week, so I didn't get a chance to play it. But my plan is at least to buy that this coming week, and we'll see what Gamefly has in store for me.
La Resistance!
So, I'm hoping that they'll either send me Far Cry, maybe they'll send me Resistance 2, and then I can push that one off for purchase later. I want to get Valkyria Chronicles 2 as well, but we'll see. We'll see how that goes. Maybe I'll add that to my Gamefly list, too. Because that seems like they would have a better stock of that this time of year than some other games. But that wraps it up for me, I think.
So move on to the Boogeyman. The Boogeyman. The Boogeyman.
He's a Boogeyman.
Or the Rob Zombie version.
I'm the Boogeyman. Boogeyman. Yeah. Yeah. Boogeyman. Yeah, dude.
Gonna ruin the Halloween franchise. Fire. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
This one is Metallica. Stop. What up?
Oh. Playing a lot, believe it or not. Of course, this is like multiple weeks of fondling because I haven't been here. But lately, on the PS3 side of things, I downloaded the demo and played the demo for the revamped, restylized, redone Alone in the Dark. The only thing I felt that was redone was the camera where you can actually control it. Otherwise, the game felt the same. But... in its defense, I actually like the first one. So, or the 360
it was a good
version,
game
so.
With a lot of problems.
Yeah, so I remember far, another good so game with a lot of problems this year.
Yeah, but so far I've had haven't encountered anything that would deter me from buying it on a PS3.
If you didn't already own it,
right? I mean, I've liked the game so. The thing is, if you didn't like the 360 version for whatever reason, then...
well, there was a lot of reasons.
Oh, yeah.
You're
not
going
to want to buy the PS3 version either, because it's not like it's totally rehauled or revamped. It's, you know, false promises. So,
Peter Molyneux make it?
Yeah. Play my game.
You Suzuki make it? What?
Of course, also on the PS3. I, like everybody in this room, has played Little Big Planet.
What's that?
Game of the year.
What's that?
Oh,
yeah. Look at that.
And of course, I guess it all really depends on what day you ask me to.
Right.
Because I'm much like Wombled, I'm on the fence between Fallout and Little Big Planet. But I have always said this since I decreed one of the two to be my game of the year, which at this point is if I'm going to weigh on my... if I'm going to vote with my heart instead of common sense, given it's a Little Big Planet, just for the fact it's a new IP.
Right.
It's something brand new, never done, very unique. Both games are, you know, tens in my opinion. Right. Tens.
Yes.
Tens.
Thankfully,
on GameAndAge.com, we don't review in tens, so I don't have to worry about that.
I gave Fallout slightly less than that.
Yeah.
But, you know, Big Planet got a 10 on our site.
I know.
Love it. Wish I had more time in life for it. Of course, the user cray levels have totally humbled me.
Yes.
You know, I consider myself a fairly creative person. You know, I had I did a lot of art background in high school and a little bit in college, and you know, as most of anybody who's listening to this knows, that I have a music sensibility to me too, so I got that creative side to me. But no, some of the stuff I'm like, I come up to it, I'm just like, how in the hell did you make this level? That's fucking awesome. Not to mean I'm still not going to make my vagina level. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. That's right.
You get banned immediately.
You get good griefed like that.
Yeah, it'll
be called the V fanboy level.
Exactly. But the levels I did play user created. I haven't played a lot, but I'm actually, that's one of my intentions tonight, is to get home and not only play through Another World and unlock some more stuff, but play some of the user created levels. I'm really curious to see what else is out there. Now, I played the Mirror's Edge, I played the Saw, played the Sweet Child of Mine level, tinkered with a couple other small levels, but they weren't as good. But
it got a Chrono Trigger battle theme stage.
Nice.
Versus the music.
And the thing is, when I first got on there, I'm like, it didn't hit me until about halfway through the song just how brilliant that idea was. I'm like, it's basic, it's simple, you absolutely do nothing but stand on a rail cart, but just for the fact that somebody took the time to actually figure out how to make the notes, and they even do the little chorus and verses where it's showing you where what part of the song you're in and stuff. Yep. Ahead of it. I was like, man, that's just... And this is just the beginning. This game's working out less than a month. And,
right.
And just imagine
just
where,
a couple
when
weeks.
People actually really just get their hands on with these tools. And
that's why I... That's why you vote for Game of the Year at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
and the thing is, and I can honestly say this without having to be on another podcast for the rest of the year, because as great as I am assuming that Gears is, and as great as Resistance probably is, neither one I've played yet. In the end, I think both of those games are, to me at least, will be more of the same, just a lot better, and will not topple the genius of Little Big Planet. Unless Mirror's Edge just turns out to be just that good. No, I'm kidding. I had to throw that rib in there for last week's podcast.
What? What?
But no, Little Big Planet, to me, Game of the Year so far. I can't see anything that's coming out between now and then, or now and the end of the year, to take it down. So
yeah.
So if I don't hear from you, yeah, I'll try to make it to one more podcast by the end of the year, but I'm not making any promises, so I'll just call this my swan song of the year until next year.
We don't announce Game of the Year until January, anyway. Well,
yeah, but I won't be here for the game. Oh, until January. Til January. I might be there. I might be there for that show.
Yeah, if I had to vote for Game of the Year based completely on, you know, like what score I would give the game, or what, you know, like, technically how good the game is, I would probably give it to Little Big Planet. Yeah. But to me, Game of the Year is what game did I enjoy the most.
Right.
So that's why Fallout has it right now. But
right.
I've only had Little Big Planet less than a week.
And that's,
so.
Also, and that's also where my you know, my whole problem
right.
you know, deciding between the two is, because I have put more hours into Fallout than right. I have Little Big Planet. Actually, I think I put more hours into Fallout than I've played Dead Space, and I feel bad because I had it for everybody else. But
shame is your name.
Of, and nice little segue into that. Yes, I've been playing Fallout 3 as well. God, the game's brilliant. And go back to what we talked about earlier. I hated Oblivion. Hated it. Why? I don't like dragons.
You like?
I didn't kill the dragon 8.0.
You don't like Dungeons and Dragons.
Before anybody in internet land goes crazy on you, there's no dragons in Oblivion.
Whatever. I don't enjoy medieval
right.
time.
Medieval time.
Sword and sorcery.
Yeah.
Don't like the fantasy.
No.
Right.
Not at all. Nope.
Okay.
Okay.
Awesome.
Moving on. The thing is with Fallout. I've been a fan of the Fallout series since its incarnation from the original on the PC. Haven't seen anybody yet. Gob's pretty close to a couple characters that were in the earlier series, but I haven't run into anybody from the prior. But of course, this is supposedly a whole new world.
Right.
So
A whole new world.
I enjoy the cyberpunk stuff. I've been a cyberpunk fan since Fallout and Snatcher days and stuff like that. So this really, you know, was geared more for my taste. I was kind of worried at the beginning about the whole open-ended world dropping you in, much like Oblivion or Mass Effect. And, you know, Grant, Mass Effect held your hand at the beginning, then there's like, now we're going to let you go.
Yeah.
It's like when your dad used to, like, train you on a bike, and he puts your training wheels on, and the like, first 2 days you're out, and he's like, we're going to see how you're doing now. And then he pushes you, and you're like, all right, I'm going down the street,
pushes you down a hill.
And, of course, the bike starts leaning until you run into the mailbox face first. Oh, no, it's just me.
Okay. Well, the problem the problem with Mass Effect was it was like your dad putting your training wheels on, but only screwing the screw in like one thread. So when you got 2 feet down the road, the wheels came off and you were left on your own. I loved Mass Effect, but that game did not tell you what to do. No.
With Fallout, at least, everybody you meet gives you a chance to, well, almost everybody you meet, but most of your characters you can have a conversation with and keep a continuous conversation gives you new objectives to do. And not only do they give you those objectives, they get added to an item list, which you can place a marker on. You can do them at your leisure. Mm-hmm. Some are optional. Some are will progress the story. My problem with the first few hours I've been playing, I've been doing a lot of the optional stuff. I need to get my ass moving.
Same
to
here.
Find out. Yeah. I mean, right now I am about 20 meters from Galaxy News Radio. Because I've been doing so much stuff in Megaton. I forgot that there's a world outside of Megaton.
There's so many side quests
and
to
I
do
am
there.
Such an evil
Megaton.
Fuck.
Are you?
I mean, for instance, little things like this. Saw Colin inside. He was telling me about my dad. And, you know, trying to get some information. He said it's going to cost me 100 caps.
Right.
I had 95. Didn't have it. I'm like, I don't have it right now. I'm sorry. Right. He's like, we'll come back and I'll, you know, come up back with it and I'll tell you. Cool. Well, I ended up finding some traveler down the street, shot him, killed him, took his caps. went back, talked to Colin. He said, oh, no.
It's 300 now.
Yeah, sorry. It's going to be 300 caps now. I'm like, all right, fine. Shot him in the face. I'm like, whatever. I'll find out on my own then. I don't need your help. Killed him. Gob, I actually friended him at first. And he's like, hey, how you doing? And I'm like, don't hit me because I'm a mutant. You know, don't be frightened of me. And I'm like, oh, you're cool. Talk to him. Bought a drink from him. Talked to him in the back room. I needed some items. He was sleeping on a cot. Killed him. the guy who wanted...
Man, you are evil.
Yeah, the guy who wanted me to set off the bomb, got all the information I needed from him. Killed him. Didn't set off the bomb either. Holy crap, I did something good in the game.
Yeah.
But that's all right because I needed a room. So
I killed
there
him
was
too.
A,
I don't even want to tell you what I did.
Yeah. I was going to blow the room up or blow up the Megaton, but... Yeah, I need a place to sleep. I was tired of walking around and going, you need more rest.
Right.
Like, well, if you'd have paid attention to the story, you'd have realized that there was a much nicer place to sleep. Let's just say I own a place that makes your Megaton look a little sad.
Oh, yeah. All right.
I went the good route on that. I hope we're not spoiling this quest.
Right.
We talked about it last week. We tried to avoid spoilers,
but
it's another week. So, yeah, it's the first. It's basically your first quest. I went the good route, and
you disarmed it?
I disarmed the bomb, but rather than just telling the guy, no, I'm not going to I'm going to disarm the bomb, whatever, and then going and disarmed it, I told him, I did the whole... Megaton is under my protection, leave now or whatever. And then he gives you lip. He's like, oh, yeah, sure, I'll leave, whatever. And he just sat there, so I blew him the fuck away.
Yeah.
And nobody says anything to you. The one guy, there's a guy sitting at the bar and goes, well, better him than me, I guess. And so I blew him away, blew his head off or whatever, took his clothes. And
that's a nice suit, too.
Yeah, it is a nice suit.
I have that suit.
So I disarmed the bomb and did all the good, happy things. And now people in Megaton bring me gifts and all that stuff. I love the fact that there's not only two ways to complete the quest. There's like five ways to complete it. So,
well,
yeah,
the way I did it real quick, because mine doesn't take as long as yours did. I did the super goody two-shoe thing. I told on him to the sheriff.
Oh, yeah, but that...
he came and they gave him lip. They went back and forth. He shot the sheriff, and then I shot him.
But he did not shoot the deputy.
I already made that joke when he told me.
So, he killed the sheriff. I killed him. I took their clothes and guns and...
moved on.
So. See me? Yeah. I took the job. I blew the motherfucking town up. In one big explosion, blew the whole motherfucking town up. You get taken to...
Did you at least take Lucas Sims' awesome hat?
No. But when you go to blow up the... Did you actually go to see where you blow up the place from the tower?
No.
There's a tower out in the middle of the wasteland, and it's called Tenpenny Tower. It's huge, and it's beautiful. It's like a hotel that's still working. So I went up there, blew it up. Then after I got done, I killed everybody in the hotel. Now the hotel's mine.
Nice.
Nice.
I have my own suite. I have my own rooms. I have my own robo-butlers.
See, I have a robo-butler.
I have a robo-butler. He was talking with the owner of the hotel, and I was like... He was sitting there on the balcony shooting shit, and I was like, "Dude, just go kill him, see what happens."
I killed him. I got his deed to the Tenpenny Tower. I got his sniper rifle, and I got his suit. And then I went down, and then the security guards tried to kill me. I killed all them. I killed Mr. Burke, took his suit. So I have all these suits. I have everything, and I have the tower. It's mine. I can go there anytime I want. Guards let me in. The whole tower is mine.
Nice.
And of course, and this is a game that people. Who look at it, like, say, if you're, like, bring them over and they're looking at it, like, man, this game is just awesome. And they look at it and they're watching you play. They may give you shit for the visuals.
Right.
Not realizing just how epic and scale the game really is.
I think the environments are freaking gorgeous.
I think the game looks fantastic.
It's just the character models that are a little...
Yeah. But, when you take into consideration that things still remain.
Right.
Colin is dead on my floor.
He's
not rotting or anything, but it's just funny. It's like when people, I was talking to the whore that's in Megaton and going, "Oh, I really miss Colin." I'm like, he's right there at your fucking feet. He's kicking him or something. I don't know. But
I guess I should clean out my hotel.
Is there a way
take them all out to the balcony and throw them out?
Is there a way to pick up bodies?
Yeah. Yeah. You just click in the stick.
All right, I need to move some of these dead corpses out of my way.
So. Yeah, I need to get them out of my hotel.
They
my
teach
hotel
you that as a
nice.
Kid.
You and your evil people.
Yeah, how to pick up the ball.
Yeah.
Throw the ball.
Well, I know that it related to people, though. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything, pretty much. Anything that you can pick up.
Gotcha. All right. But anyway, the game is just flat out brilliant. And I can't wait to get back.
Did you do the Blood Ties quest yet?
Not yet.
Oh, man.
But like I said, I'm working on doing the actual story progresses quest now. Because I did so much optional stuff that it's time for me to move on. I'm like 6 hours in and I haven't really done anything. But
put your finger, it works.
So. I'm working on that, but I got sidetracked.
Did you?
I found this town called Big Town.
Yeah, Big Town. I've been there too. I haven't done their quest yet though.
It's hard.
But what? I think I may have accidentally done their quest because I had my first encounters with super mutants. Mm. Luckily, I had a sniper rifle, so I could just, like, pick them off from a distance.
Oh, see, I didn't have that.
They are fucking tough.
Well, my first
encounter with one
is he had a fucking minigun.
Yeah.
And I luckily had 3 frag grenades, and that did it for him.
Yeah.
But ever since I got more weapons, they're pretty easy until I got to Galaxy News Radio.
Yeah.
And then there was a big surprise waiting for me there.
Great. Because I'm actually on my way there, and there's like a building that separates you from the path you need to go, so you need to go underground. And that's where I stayed because I go underground, and after it's done loading, it's like a dark place, had these like barrels on fire underneath, and all I saw on my radar was like red dots. I'm like... That's a good place to stop.
Wow.
Right there.
No, I didn't. I'm already there. I didn't do that.
Really?
Yeah. I took a metro station.
See?
The war torn.
It's another great part of the game.
Well, that was funny when I was playing. He just kept watching me play.
I got people helping me.
I wish I had done that. I wish I had done this. I wish I had done that. Because he's like, I needed Megaton because I needed a place to stay. I'm like, well, I got a suite. Yeah. I got my own. I even have a trophy, a bobblehead trophy collector.
Yeah, you get that in. Megaton 2.
It's in my room.
The game's like a massive multiplayer online role-playing game without the nerds.
Except we're not playing with each other.
Anyway, but
Fallout. I think we've done
Fallout.
I was just going to say that wait until you finish.
I got to find the
Blood Ties quest. You want to talk about not only a really good, like Gambus said, a really good psychological quest, but it's really long.
Yeah.
And it's what I liked about Oblivion was that a lot of there were some of the side quests that were very easy to finish, and then there were some of the side quests that were very involved. And it's a very involved side quest, but it's well worth.
How much longer do I have if I have to find her brother?
If you have to find her brother, you basically, you're probably 20% of the way through the quest. Yeah. Because not only you have to, there's three different places you have to try and find her brother, and you have to go through, I won't tell you which one it is because it's funner if you have to
try
and go through.
Well, I found three locations. I couldn't find them.
Yeah, I'll tell you after the show where you have to find him. Right. But that then you have to go through this other big level to get to where he is.
Yeah.
And then you there's a whole bunch of other, like, there's some talking and so forth that you have to go through. But it's really cool. So I'll tell you after the show.
That's why I didn't do the Blood Ties right away, is because Galaxy News Radio on the map was closer than her. So I was just like, I'll take care of you later. I didn't kill her. Believe it or not.
There you go.
Pretty much kill everybody else in town except for Lucas Sims. and Mary, I think the old lady.
I'm about to try and pickpocket Lucas Sims' outfit, even though I know that doesn't really work, because I really want the hat, but I don't want to kill him. Yeah. I really want his whole outfit. His whole outfit is awesome.
Yeah. Did you? Because of what's his name killing him.
Yeah.
So.
Now to talk about games that won't get my game of the year. I played a whole shit ton of SingStar games this week. Thanks, editor-in-chief. I played SingStar Volume 2 for the PlayStation 3, which is basically a question of why they even released it, because they didn't add trophies, they didn't add any new support, didn't add any new features. It's just 30 new songs. My question is, why? There's a freaking music store just like in Rock Band for SingStar. So I'm kind of curious where the disc came from. Or why there's a disc.
More money.
Yes, I mean, for what? Is it for the people who don't realize the PlayStation Network is free online? And
it's for those people that don't have broadband.
Yeah. Is there people like that left?
Yeah, there are.
Are there people like that left playing video games?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm still on the ham radio. What are you talking about?
I don't have a television yet.
They're called Wii Owners.
SingStar yeah. Pop Volume 2. It's got the outfield on it, though. So.
Does it really?
Yes.
I just want to use
played
your
played SingStar
love
Legends,
tonight.
Which has Elvis, which was a plus. Plus, but yeah. And of all the compilations, that's probably the best one because it's got just basically any song that you heard when you were in love, went to a high school dance, or any of those moments in your life, you're going, this could have been in a movie.
Usually,
and you hear like a soundtrack. You got Rocket Man on it.
Nice.
I mean, just all kinds of like songs that
John
you see
movie.
In like yeah, is in Legends.
I the mean, first song I heard when I fell in love was Beat It.
No. 0 fell in love with his right hand.
That was the joke. Wait on everybody to catch up.
I figured I'd make it explicit.
I was actually hoping that wasn't the joke.
I figured I'd go ahead and just make it explicit. World. That way everybody yeah. would
there you
pick
go.
Up on it.
Anywho. And last but not least, got my Spurs a jangling and did some line dancing and play a little SingStar Country.
Isn't any good?
It's SingStar Country.
Nice.
You're asking the wrong guy. If a country game isn't good.
It has a lot of newer artists in country.
Did you already ditch those off yet?
Yeah.
Did you?
But SingStar, you don't have SingStar though, do you?
No. Is it like
you
expansion?
Have
you have to have the original one.
You have to have the mics.
Oh, gotcha.
You can't use a headset.
USB
you have
mic.
To have the quote unquote SingStar mics.
Gotcha.
That's funny too.
That's retarded.
That sucks.
In my review too, I'm sitting there. I was like, well, at least with the newer country artists, you can forget about the typical country stereotypes of losing
you
your dog and your wife cheating on you trying to pick up
me.
Truck. I'm like, ah, shit, Chattahoochee's on here. So,
we're going down yonder on the chair.
But it's a SingStar day. Of course, I didn't play any Rock Band this week.
Liar.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, I know. It's all I play this week. play a lot of Rock Band this week. And, of course,
this next week I'll be playing Mucho Rock Band.
Yes.
With the Foo Fighters, The Color and the Shape, full album.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Due out this week.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I may have to invest some points in.
Whole points card.
Yeah.
Cost a whole points card.
How much is it?
1,600 points.
Wow.
But you know what?
Worth there might be a couple penny. Songs on there I could do without.
Yeah. Well, is it really 1,600 points?
Yeah. Or 160
Fuck me, I don't
per
have
track, 1600. So
are they really going to charge full price for Doll? It's like 30 seconds
I think that's the one they omitted.
Long.
I think that's
really?
The one they omitted. They only put 12 tracks, and then
and
Everlong's
the ones,
already on it.
Yeah,
so.
Right.
Yeah. I was going to say, because the ones that are already, or the one that's already on there is not, you don't have to buy again.
Domio, in my
it's like 30 seconds long.
I'll meet you there.
I took care of part of my future following, and yes, I'm buying the Foo, of course, CD. This week, and thing is with Rock Band, it's almost like my explanation of a few months ago when I was talking about it. I didn't have time for games right now, and I'm playing a lot of bite-sized games when I played a lot of Geometry Wars and stuff. Rock Band kind of fills that niche for me. I can actually do other things. I can like set myself up with a set list, play a song or two, put it on pause. Go do what I need to do if I'm washing clothes or whatever. Right. Come back, play another couple songs. And I don't have to worry about uninterrupted gameplay because, you know, I don't have to worry about focusing straight up on a game. So, haven't played any more Dead Space. I wish I had.
Me neither.
Yeah. Shame on you.
I have an everybody hour in Dead Space.
Shame on you.
Shame on me.
Shame on you. And shame on you.
My problem with Dead Space.
I beat it.
One of my problems, it's
going to be my BioShock this year. I'll have to wait till the end of the year.
One of my problems with Dead Space, and this is more of a courtesy issue than anything else, is I try and avoid playing Dead Space when my wife is home because it will give her nightmares. So I try and be courteous and not play the game with the giant foaming demons.
I think that's it. I played at least this week. I mean, I played some deep ones with the Little Big Planet and the Fallout and the Rock Band. That pretty much took up most of my gaming time. So, future fondling, I will be playing Mirror's Edge this week.
Yeah, go ahead.
I hope to be playing Mirror's Edge as well.
So,
I forgot about that.
Y'all can blow me.
I forgot that was this week.
No, thank you.
Hey.
What about you? Okay. I already admitted
yeah,
you,
you
from
did,
this. Yeah,
you did
this,
already.
This verbal lashing.
Hey, I thought it was pretty good.
No, you're included too.
I was kind of in the consensus that
that's
we all
right.
kind of hoped all
you,
for.
All
no
you,
soup for you.
All you Gambus protectors. I lashed out at Gambus. That's right. Anyway.
Lashing out at Gambus is like kicking a puppy. It does nothing but give you hate.
I did get on my desk this week, over the weekend, actually. So actually,
on his desk, you hear
on
that?
On his desk. On that's desk. Where the mailman delivered.
That's right.
Apparently on his fucking desk.
I got NCAA college basketball from EA.
He delivers.
haven't opened it yet. Yeah, I don't like basketball, so I'm not all that enthralled to get into it, but... It is my civic duty to do it.
It is my civic duty to rock your booty.
Just like his mailman does, apparently, on his desk.
Will not be getting Call of Duty on Monday. I did like it. That's too much shit out right now. That's something. That's one of those games that I'll play one of these days down the road, but whatever. So other than that, Mortal Kombat, when it comes out, the week after is pretty much it for my future phone. I can't think of anything else that's on the horizon. That's isn't there an Xbox Live Arcade coming?
Hey.
Guaranteed there's one coming. I don't know what it is.
There's one that was it actually kind of intrigued me too.
Banjo.
Sarah's Emergency Room?
No. Oh, I also did get Namco Museum's crazy Xbox Live, not
oh, they sent you that?
Yeah.
That's fucking nice of them, considering I asked them about it, and they said, no, just give me the old games.
I
was going to trade it in, but then I realized there's a lot of games I don't own on Xbox Live Arcade that I have to buy again, like Galaga and Dig Dug and stuff. So there you go. So that's it. I think I'm done.
Hi.
What's up, Wolverine? How's it going?
What's up with it?
Yeah.
Oh, I wrote a new song, which should be at the end of this podcast. There you go.
Nice.
So what you playing?
Not much.
What you hit the big one first?
All right, next to zero.
Well, like I said, I played Fallout 3. I'm in War-Torn DC, and it looks beautiful. There.
Indeed.
That's my Fallout thing. And then Gears. Oh, Gears.
I played about 3 hours of it, which... wasn't enough for me.
I forgot my hard drive, so I couldn't spend the time with it what I wanted to. So, I mean, you have to take over the campaign because I couldn't play it.
So is it beautiful?
That was beautiful.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Once again, N4G Podcast Radio, the most mature and respected podcast.
I think you pooped a little. I'm going to check my pants.
Wow.
No, it's gorgeous. It is.
We took a hard right.
We lost 4 of the 12 people.
Right. Wait, we got 12 now?
Thanks, Wolverine, for derailing the podcast.
It was already off the rails.
I'm sure
I
it was him.
That.
Yeah. We're going to talk about that
for like the next 10 minutes.
No, it is a lot more better. Wow, that's good.
Kill Wolverine says it is a lot more better.
It's gorgeous. The game is just beautiful.
Yeah, some people have a way with words, and then there's some people who have not way.
I haven't quite mastered the English language yet in my 27 years of existence. So fuck you.
You sure as hell mastered that part of the English language.
You got that one down good.
You sure as hell mastered the angry part of the English
American,
language.
And that's why. He's American. Mark. Like that. Fuck all.
If your feet were bigger, it might help.
God damn it. Oh. Yeah. No, it's gorgeous from what I played, and it's, whew, man.
So who all this room owns Gears? You two?
Just us.
Yep.
All right, because like I said, I'll be getting mine, and then I'll join you online for like 5 minutes.
And I still haven't beat the first one, so.
There is so you think it would just be Gears 1.5. It is not.
Not at all.
And I don't know much the campaign. He'll talk more about it. Well, a little bit more. But it adds so much to the already awesome game. If you're ever online and you're like, I don't want to play with these guys. You're like, I wish it had bots. It has bots. It has bots.
So the bots are awesome.
And they are. And if you suck online, this is a good way to train yourself. Because these bots will kick your ass. And so you can go hone your skills and then jump back online with real people and maybe still get owned, but whatever. So it adds bots. The achievement thing is really cool, too. You can track your achievements on the option menu. It has a book. But then if you get so many, like, let's do headshots. If you get 5 out of how many, it'll say on the bottom. It'll pop up on the bottom right-hand corner and saying how many you have. And you can see how much more you need, and it goes away. It doesn't really impede gameplay at all. It's just right there in the bottom right-hand corner.
Every time it comes up, I get excited.
Yeah.
I'm like, woo, one closer.
And the achievements are a lot more easier to do than last.
Well, that's because they're integrated into the entire game.
A lot more easier.
See?
You like just drop the more. It makes a lot more sense.
Oh, man.
You should read my reviews. They're just more like that.
Thanks for watching Killer Wolverine's Grammar Hour.
Tomorrow, we'll learn the letter B.
Thanks for bitch.
Oh, boy. Tomorrow, we're going to learn the letter A, as in, ain't you going to listen to my show tomorrow?
Butt sex.
We're going to learn the phrase, get you. As in, get your ass up and get me a beer.
I only played a multiplayer with, System Link with the bots and Ken.
Horde is awesome.
Horde is awesome.
Horde is awesome.
Hordes are awesome. A horde.
Not whores. Fucking pervert. Why don't you go beat it?
Down, 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 down.
Chimona! Chimona! Chimona, my desk!
Chimona!
That's ignorant.
Oh my god!
Let's talk about the real game.
Anyway.
Horde, it gets harder throughout. We got level 8.
He said he was going to save the campaign for you.
Oh, okay. I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah, so, because I only watched it play it. I don't know anything. And I don't know, so. It's just disappointing I didn't get to play with it as much as I wanted to this week, but, Jesus Christ.
Everything.
I can understand why that would be a recurring problem.
Man.
Killer Wolverine's used to playing with it for much more than 3 hours a week.
Actually, your mom is.
Oh, snap. Snap.
You two-timing my mom?
He gets around. He gets around.
Yes, I got to make my mom rounds.
be on the lookout at your house for Killer Wolverine.
It just popped up on his little achievement tracker. One more mom.
She's going to chum on your mom.
Chum out!
So, unfortunately, I can't really report much about it, so maybe next week I'll have a lot more game time with it. So, that was just my stupidity this week.
I was in a hurry
to get over here and get my game that I freaking forgot my goddamn hard drive.
But you did get the collector's edition.
I did. So, I'll get that Gold Lancer.
Cool.
So we'll see how that doesn't do anything.
Yeah, but you got a cool box.
I did. I
like it'll make
box.
You look bling.
Yeah. Also make you, you know, highly visible. Hey, who's that gold thing in the distance? Shoot it.
What's that shiny ass thing on that guy's back?
So
wait a minute.
I am.
He's not the mailman.
Wait a minute.
I
sound like a pig fan.
I am highly disappointed that I didn't get to play as much as I would like to. So, but you'll get my real thoughts on it next week. So that goes in my future fondling. Will be Gears. Nothing else but Gears. Fuck everything else for now. I got to give time to my game of the year and Brian's mom.
Well, she'll be over tonight, so I'll let her know what time you're going to be heading home after the Carolina.
Yeah, it'll be around 9 o'clock. So.
He's gonna let her know what time you're going to chum on it.
Trying to hold back this feeling. So unfortunately, like I said, not enough time to play it, unlike everyone else who
Here's to you.
So here's to you, and here's to Gears.
Let's get it on.
Playing it on. Shut up.
Let's get it on.
Playing it, hopefully, when I get home tonight.
Let's love Gears, baby.
Give it a little fondling.
Give it a little bit more of a bigger fondling.
Killer Wolverine's going to go home and light some candles.
It's going to be epic-sized fondling.
It is going to be epic-sized fondling.
Like I give his mom every week.
Tonight, we're going to make love tonight. No way.
So. All right, well, I'm going to spend the next half hour talking about Fallout.
I hope not.
Like the rest of us did?
Yeah, I'm going to let Fallout go. I did play that. I did play some more Fracture.
What?
What? I actually play my games.
Give me a break.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I only own good ones.
Oh.
I'll argue that.
It's like nerd ping pong right now. It's like nerd tennis.
What else did I play? I played some more Guitar Hero. I got my drums and my guitar, and that guitar is the most awesome guitar, and the drums are the most awesome drums if they work.
How's the slide?
You know, not a fan.
Okay.
Because it doesn't have any like indentions to tell you where your fingers are, so you have to look down at it, and so you'd have to memorize what part you're playing.
When I played it at the conference, the thing that pissed me off about it was the fact that it seemed like a lot of the songs were geared for that slide. And so if you're trying to play them regular notes, you're not going to be as successful because, like the beginning of Ha for Teacher.
You can still play it with the strum if you're good like me.
Wow. Listen to that. Gauntlet thrown down.
It's rock.
It ain't no rock, man.
Oh, here we go.
Snap.
Here we go. Speaking of which, I downloaded the Metallica album for Guitar Hero, and it was awesome. See, you act just like the fanboys on the internet. You can't just like both games. No.
I do like both games.
Then why
I like
rip one?
I like Rock Band
then
more.
Why rip one?
I didn't rip one.
You like it was better.
He did.
It's
and
better.
I just,
it's better. There's it's better.
Calling something's better is not ripping it.
That's exactly
It'd be
right.
Ripping it if I said Guitar Hero fucking sucks and it's for retards and babies.
Well, that's what you said. That. You're like, the song list sucks.
No, I just said that most of the I don't like the song list, but most of the songs are on Rock Band. Retards?
No babies.
Oh. I apologize if I offended any babies in the audience.
I think they were offended in the first 5 minutes.
I apologize.
It's amazing how we can like slander all kinds of swear words out there, but boy, we got to hit that old edit button
every now and then.
When do we offend people who aren't smart enough to get on the podcast in the first place?
They might be listening, licking their money.
I meant no offense by my comments.
Anyway.
Other than two people who think that Guitar Hero is better than Rock Band.
Nobody said
that. I'm just kidding. I just like saying it because it gets you all up and going. It gets you energized.
I actually like Rock Band better than Guitar Hero. So
I did like Guitar Hero's career, dealing.
career, really?
I like I like Guitar Heroes. Well, now I like the instruments better, but I like the song list better in Rock Band. So,
yeah, I think it's the only thing that's kept me from buying and slash or keeping the new one is the fact that there's, I mean, we argued about this at the Halloween party, but there's just too many similar songs on both games for me to own both.
Well, the only reason...
If you include DLC.
That's the big thing is if you include DLC. Yeah. And you just can't. You can't beat Rock Band's DLC. Right. You can't. I do like the. I do really enjoy the Guitar Hero tunes, regardless of what quality they are. The fact that I can get all these neat little songs to play is fun.
So can you actually use the drums from the new Guitar Hero on Rock Band 2?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as long as you don't have a PS3.
Right. Yeah, that was the big thing.
So I guess we should rewind like 5 minutes ago. Instead of saying, it ain't no Rock Band, I should say, I prefer Rock Band.
There
How's
you go.
Sound?
There you go.
Agreed.
That way, because I don't hate Guitar Hero, and I don't want to make it sound like I do hate Guitar Hero. I just, the fact, I don't want to fall into the same trap I did last year when I owned Guitar Hero 3 and the original Rock Band and then bought downloadable content for both, but didn't really dedicate any particular time to one of the games.
Well, yeah, but the big thing for me with Guitar Hero was the Metallica album, and it is fucking awesome. I can't believe I waited this long to buy it. It's just, those are 10 of the best songs I've played in a rhythm game. I mean, they're just so much fun.
I will get Guitar Hero Metallica, though, this March.
So. Oh, yeah. I definitely get that, and hopefully they will go the Rock Band route and allow you to upload it into your Guitar Hero like you can do with the AC/DC pack.
They'd be dumb not to now that Rock Band's done it.
Yeah, but they won't.
I'm trying to think of what else I played. I thought I played another game this week that was...
You played a lot more games.
Well, yeah, I know. I was trying to think of 360.
Oh.
I played...
Bond?
I played Monopoly.
Oh. Oh, is it any good?
No.
No.
Oh,
it's
nice.
Not
it's,
bad.
It's not
Quick
bad.
To the point. It Zero tolerances, one word reviews.
It's a lot of stupid shit that doesn't need to be in it.
It's a lot of stupid shit that doesn't need to be in it, just like the old PlayStation 1 version where when you roll the dice, you have to watch the animation of the fucking thing move every time. You can also not pass on properties.
Yeah.
You land on it, you either have to buy it or auction it.
Yep.
Which really?
Yeah.
That's I'm thinking, can you turn that off, though?
I don't know. I looked in the options menu, and the options, there were like three options. I'm like, oh.
Well, you can make your own rules.
You can make house rules,
When you said you were going to buy it, I said I played it before we during the midnight launch of Fallout because we were like wanting to play something while we were waiting around for everything to happen. And, I wasn't thrilled, but
how do you fuck that up?
I know, but,
how do you fuck up Monopoly?
I know you guys are bigger Monopoly fans than I am, so I was just gonna let you make your own decision. On
that,
so.
And I have my receipt.
I'm waiting for a new console version of Risk. That's what I want.
So I got a new receipt and bring it back.
Yeah. What else did I 360 wise? What else did I play this week
besides? Quantum of Solace.
Oh yeah, Quantum of Solace. I did play the new James Bond. I like it. I mean, it's kind of like it mixes Rainbow Six with like first person shooter with the third person elements where you get into cover and you can shoot around the corners and stuff. I do like it. It has that feeling of like generic first person shooter.
Yeah, that's my fear for it.
It's real kind of loose, but the online modes are awesome. Like where you play as Bond and you have to get away from the other six players. That's cool because you get more health and stuff.
And the Lair Kid guy is sexy.
Who
the hell's his name? Daniel Craig.
Daniel Craig. Well, yeah. Damn straight. I mean, it's a good movie game. It really is, but it's not a great first-person shooter.
Clive Owen should have been James Bond.
Where it falls.
So this is kind of like Everything or Nothing was.
Yeah. I mean, it's good. You'll enjoy it, especially if you're a fan of Bond.
I just wish it wasn't. I mean, because I have a feeling that's going to be tied directly to the film.
It goes back and forth. Between
I thought it was
Casino
both.
Royale
yeah, it's both
and,
films.
Yeah,
I mean, I think that's why I liked Everything or Nothing was probably the last good Bond game I really enjoyed was the fact that it was a whole new storyline.
Well,
have to do with anything else. I mean, the only thing that had to do with Bond was it was Pierce Brosnan. So.
As far as gameplay goes, it's probably the best Bond since GoldenEye. I mean, it is really good.
Man, GoldenEye sucks now.
Well, yeah, if you play it now, it sucks. But you got to take it back and go back to 1990, whatever you know, and play it then. Any other 360 stuff I'm trying to think of?
Yeah.
I did rock out to some Hannah Montana.
You would.
Disney sing it.
I can't say much because I'm going to be doing that here shortly too.
What kills me about this game is I think it's broken. Like it does. It seems sometimes it seems to measure pitch and sometimes it doesn't.
And sometimes it lets you go.
And I'm like. And
it's
like
you're singing fucking Hannah Montana.
The ball is literally bouncing around even though you're holding a note at the same key.
It's like bouncing around. I'm like, I think I'm hitting that, but I'm not. And it plays the videos in the background, or you can go the SingStar route where you use your camera
and watch yourself sing in the background.
Watch yourself singing.
The Hannah Montana.
Awesome, which I think my wife Jonas recorded Brothers. Some of the stuff on her That's cell hilarious. Phone, and she's going to
blackmail you with it.
Probably, because I'm singing Allie and AJ and Hannah Montana.
Wow.
Oh, and the other one that I played that I didn't play last week. Did I talk about Rock Revolution last week?
No.
I did finally get that to play, and, you know, playing through that career mode, at first I'm kind of like, okay, the note charts are totally fucked. They are. They're not very good, but... What the fuck is up with the stupid, like...
The poison thing.
The poison notes. Like, you're playing a song, and it's kind of like the Guitar Hero battles where you have power-ups mm-hmm. and stuff. Well, in these, they're called poison notes, and every now and then there's a black note going across the screen, and if you hit it, you like, get a strike, and you get 5 strikes, and you fail the song. And I'm like, so you're just trying to confuse me while I'm playing the song and try to get me to hit these notes. And it's just... Oh... That's a stupid idea.
It yeah, is. That's a pretty terrible
stupid.
Idea.
Stupid idea. The song, the covers that are on there are bad. Are bad. Really bad.
I just wonder if I should do Konami a favor and not review it.
It might be a good idea.
I'm tired of giving Konami's games Fs. Seriously. I gave McFarlane's Evil Prophecies an
Dude,
F.
Dude, that was an awful game. McFarlane's Evil Prophecies deserved a G. Fuck F.
There was another Konami game that was butt, too, that I gave an F. I'm just like, I'm tired of this.
Oh, it's bad.
Picking up licenses is to be picking up licenses.
I did play Vigilante 8. I do like it. If you like the original, you'll like it. I think that's all for 360. My PS3 actually got a lot of love this week. I played a lot of Little Big Planet, obviously. Was tooling around with the level editor and created a little car that didn't go anywhere. I bought SOCOM, but I haven't played it yet. The headset is fucking awesome.
Is it?
Awesome.
That's the only thing tempting me to buy the
game.
That
headset is worth the price of admission. Period.
You buy a headset on its own.
How much is it? Like 40 bucks, isn't it?
It's $49.99 for that headset by itself. So buying it with SOCOM, you get it for $10. You get $10 for SOCOM. Which SOCOM is the shit anyway.
If you can get into a server that works.
Which it's fixed now.
Well, that's
everything's
good.
Been patched. What I did is I logged in, I downloaded my update, I installed the game, I created my character, and then I turned it off. And that took like 2 hours.
Nice.
I played Counter-Strike 8 years ago.
Wow.
Shut up,
Wow.
No, SOCOM is really good. I haven't played it. I was talking about the beta, but the headset is definitely awesome. I bought MotorStorm on a blind whim because the demo was like, okay, this is the same game. Man, I was totally wrong. The tracks are so fun. The first time you jump off a waterfall, you'll never go back to any other racing game. I swear to God, as far as like arcade racing games are concerned, there's nothing more beautiful than that game. Like when you're driving the hill climbs where you're going up, like when you go through the clouds, the cloud actually interferes and like blocks your view. It's just those tracks. There's elemental tracks. There's 4 different kinds of tracks. There's air, fire, water, and earth, and each one is completely different. Like the fire ones, you're driving up the side of a volcano,
which is kind of like Hydro Thunder.
Yeah,
it's Hydro Thunder.
The Hydro Thunder wannabe, the car version of it. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
That it was a midway game.
Yeah, we'll move on.
Yeah, Off-Road Thunder.
Off-Road Thunder.
Yeah. But seriously, this game is freaking gorgeous. If you were a fan of the first one, you definitely need to buy this. Don't go buy the demo, because the demo, they put the wrong track in there. Seriously. I bought Resistance. The single player is what I really wanted to get into, and I love it. I think it's great. It is gorgeous beyond belief as far as everything that's changed. It doesn't look nearly as like bland as the first one did. The environments are so different, and the scale is incredible. Like the first level, literally you're walking underneath one of those giant Goliaths through the whole first level, and it's awesome. The weapons are cool as always. I haven't seen any new ones yet, but I love that game. That game is great. I can't wait to play the co-op. And I can't wait to get through the single player. And yes, I did play a lot of Gears, like 3 hours of Gears. I did play the single player. I can't get over how much better it looks. I mean, this is easily one of the best-looking games of the year.
Yeah, I read online somewhere somebody said that They were playing it. It might have even been a review. They said that they were playing it, and while they were playing Gears 2, they were thinking, well, this really doesn't look all that different from the first one. And then they said they put the first one in, and they said that they were blown away by how much different it looked.
You just, there's so much detail in the levels, and there's so much going on, and there's never a drop in the frame rate at all. It's just incredible. And like even the multiplayer levels, they've added like, like the one level we were playing where there's a, you're at a, it's just basically a four-way street that comes to the middle, and in the middle there's a giant crater. And while you're playing multiplayer, this giant fucking enemy comes up out of the middle of the level, and you just have to contend with it while you're playing. And it's just, oh. And the one of the levels is, it's called Avalanche, and there's a switch on each side of the level. It's like a asymmetrical level, and there's a switch on each side, and if you hit it, it causes this avalanche to just crush everybody in the middle of the level.
Nice.
And then it changes the dynamic of the level because the snow stays there. And it's just, and the enemy types have completely changed. Like, it's no longer just the grunts and the boomers. Like, literally now you have different kind of boomers. You have flamethrower boomers. You have these, like, wizard-looking things that do cartwheels and jump at you, and they're real fast. And you have these little beetles that run up to you and just explode.
Nice.
You have the guys with the shields.
Yeah, the guys with the shields are sick because they'll just come at you with the shield, and you got to try to hit them in between the shield. And it, and they just got these big ball maces that they just pound you with.
Which, when you beat them, you can get their shield just, like, plant the shield and duck behind cover.
Plant the shield down, you have movable cover. You can just move from spot to spot with the cover, which changes a big dynamic in the game. And I mean, there is so much in this game that it really is what Cliffy said it was going to be, bigger, better, and more badass. Yeah. And you don't realize it until you play how much better it really is.
And that the flamethrower is awesome.
The flamethrower is awesome because when you cook somebody with it, it turns them into like crispy ash.
Nice. And it does the same to you and you see it on the screen.
Yeah. It is... Oh, between Horde, co-op, multiplayer, and the single-player campaign, this is, I mean, it's just...
It does everything that Gears 1 should have done.
Yeah, it really does. It's kind of like Fable 2.
Yeah, nice. There you go.
It's like
Flyball game.
It's actually good now.
Now, having not played the first one all the way through, because I really didn't get into the first one all that much, is it a situation where it's going to be very beneficial for me to play the first one first before I play this one?
You can jump into this.
Yeah. They'll recap what happened.
They recap what happens
in the
first
really
one.
I mean, really all that happened in the first one is like it's not a bad story. The first one had the issue of not digging too deep into the story.
Right.
So you kind of just got like footnotes of a story.
Well, I may try and beat the first one just for fun anyway.
I would recommend it, but it's not necessary.
Gotcha. No.
This one is going to have a lot more story though.
Okay.
You can tell that in the first campaign mission that I did, like you were already going into the story between Dom and his wife and you were going into what Marcus was doing there. And I mean, it's got a lot more story this time. And even the intro brings up the whole what happened at the end.
Yeah. And so they give you a training mode too, a lot more complex than in the first one. So if you are having trouble, like I said, with multiplayer, getting your ass kicked, you got the bots and you actually can go on get, you know, four or five different things of training.
Multiplayer training is in there too. So, it teaches you how to play each different kind of game.
And even it gives you a rehash. You know, there's a training level like in the first game, in the second one, where you can go off on the right path to just start the story or go and train a new recruit.
Yeah, you can skip the training if you want, if you've already know how to do it. But the one thing that needs to be said about Gears is I don't think there's any game as visceral. There's nothing more satisfying. Like, headshots never get old.
Yeah,
headshots never get old. They feel so satisfying when you hit them. Because as soon as you hit him, it's just like his head explodes, and then his body just kind of stands there for a second.
Yeah.
And then it tips over and falls down. I mean, it's just...
And they added, when you die in a multiplayer match and you don't respawn in, they added, you can take pictures of the environment or what's going on.
You can like zoom around in a ghost camera and take pictures and upload them. Yeah. And also when you die, instead of just bleeding out, you can now crawl to try to get into cover and stuff.
And you can get into help. When you hit in the multiplayer, in the first one, if you hit A, it keeps you alive a lot longer until someone can come and save you. This time you don't have that. You just hit A and you can crawl towards someone so they can help you. So you're bleed out. You don't really control as much as you do in the first one.
So say if you don't respond in and you're a moderator and you're just kind of watching things go on while you're waiting to respond in or waiting to respond in, you can go around with the camera and like watch people like blow each other's heads off.
Yeah, the generic form of Gears has no response.
Yeah.
Right.
The regular mode, you have one life. When you're dead, you're dead. And then when you go into that mode, you go into a spectator mode where you can switch between predetermined camera angles. You can follow your team
Or you can go into a ghost mode where you can just fly around anywhere in the level. And if you see something cool happen, like you see a headshot, take a picture right there. And then you can upload it. Like, I have a shitload of pictures that I've uploaded. I've just taken pictures during the multiplayer matches. And it gives you something to do instead of just sitting there watching the game.
So in other words, I'd be taking a lot of pictures in my multiplayer experience.
Yeah, because this game, I try to run at the enemies, and that's a bad thing to do in this game. You're supposed to stay back and fight them, but yeah, that doesn't work.
So how reliant is it on the whole cover system this time around?
It's very reliant on the cover system. It's just like the first one. If you don't use it.
But thankfully, they do got the portable cover with you. That's kind of nice. So
you can get the shield, and you can do portable cover. And Horde is just, I can't tell you how much fun that is, because you can play it on any map, which is cool. So you're never playing the same thing twice, and it just keeps throwing wave after wave after
wave. And you don't know where they spawn in.
Nope.
You think you do.
It's totally random.
And you get shot from behind. You're like, oh, fuck. So
it's visceral. It's fun. It's a great time. And I can't get over how much better it is than the original. It's probably the biggest upgrade to a sequel I've seen in a long time. Yeah. It really is.
So this might be up for runner of Game of the Year.
Once I get more into it, I want to see how much more. Yeah. I mean, seriously, I don't know how many times I've said this. Bots are a huge thing for me. I hate playing online with idiots. I do. And having the ability for bots is what made Unreal Tournament so much fun.
Come on, fucker.
Come here, motherfucker. Your mom sucks.
You're fucking pussy.
That's actually why I liked Perfect Dark, because it had bots. Yeah. I like bots. I really do. Because you can play with three or four of your friends and still fill the map up and still have a good time. So that's a big thing for me. So I'm really excited about that.
It definitely ranks up there for almost Game of the Year. But I can't put that on mine yet, because I haven't played Little Big Planet. I haven't played Resistance. And I haven't played a lot of gear, so I have to be fair. So we'll see when I play the rest of it.
I'm really excited for Resistance.
I'm hoping I
can pick that up this week.
But this week, I'm probably just going to play more of the stuff that I already have. I should also be getting Legendary this week, so I'll find out if it's actually worth the 12 years of delays.
It's ass on a stick.
We will see. I don't know. I should get that this week. And also this week, I should get Mortal Kombat versus DC.
That's right.
We should get it early.
That's right.
So, but we will be able to talk about it next week, but we can't post reviews until Monday. Yeah, you won't be here. So I'll be the only one talking about its awesomeness. So, but
I'll be a radio call-in guy.
Call-in on the radio. But I think that wraps up mine. We've really killed Fondling this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's out of control. Mirror's Edge this week.
Actually, I think I'll go play it just so I can rip the shit out of it next week. So Boogeyman Am Cry next week when he gets on the podcast. Because you just assume that I hate it because I didn't find it the greatest thing since sliced bread. Whatever.
You said you hate it.
Yeah. No, I didn't. But now we're going to get some news in, hopefully.
I don't even remember what I wrote on it.
Well, this should be awesome, dude.
Well, you need to send my ass.
Yes, I know. I keep forgetting. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
He's over there like...
And now, News for Gamers, Internet Style Radio Program, proudly presents Some Bullshit Killer Wolverine Wrote.
Because he doesn't remember.
Brought to you by Old Johnson's brand, radiation-free whiskey. Because why would you want to scavenge through the wasteland fighting raiders and eating dog meat when you could just get blackout drunk? Now your host for this program, this fucking guy.
This fucking guy says Europe will be getting a Gears of War 2 360 bundle.
That's a big bundle.
You just came out of nowhere with that.
Wait. That's an epic bundle.
Boo! See, no one called when I said it, so that's fine.
Burns.
I know you did.
I stole it from you.
I know.
You didn't trademark that shit. You're in the movies. We'll release on November 18th.
Who cares?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Six people will buy it, and all six of them will return it.
You know those free games that they give you with the iPod or the iToy?
iPod.
That's what in the movie.
It's even worse than the iPod games.
Commercial where the dude's playing the motorcycle.
You know what? Don't bitch about the iPod games, because I played some really cool ones on here.
Yeah, but that one doesn't look fun.
I forgot to mention. Actually, I want to mention this game. Did I mention? I don't think I mentioned it last week.
What?
Yeah. iPod game. If you have an iPod, you should play this game called Trace. Mm-hmm. Did I mention that last week?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Just want to make sure. Play it. Go download it because it's fucking awesome.
How much did they pay you?
Nothing. It's just awesome.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
Oh, and play Lux, too. Download Lux, because it's like Risk, but it's awesome.
Thank you, Mr. Steve Jobs.
You're welcome.
Steve Jobs in the house. Variety is reporting that Universal has won the rights to EA's upcoming game, Dante's Inferno.
Nice.
Vigilante 8 was last week's Xbox Live Arcade game. THQ will be shutting down between 4 and 5 publishing studios, and Paradigm Entertainment has been dissolved.
Do, 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 do.
And if you can remember the last game they made, then you're a better man than I. BioShock is getting DLC for the PS3. It will contain 3 new challenge rooms on November 20th for
$10. $10.
Did you read the one? Sounded kind of cool, where like the little sister's trapped on a Ferris wheel.
You can read the details at
you
ZT.
Yeah, you can go read them at ZT Game Domain, but they're pretty cool.
Yeah.
The reason why NXE isn't out already is because it's not ready.
Well, there's a interesting twist.
Although it's not yet finished.
We haven't put it out yet because it's not done.
The NXE will be completely done in time for November 19th release.
Let's hope.
Universal Pictures and Sony have teamed up to announce the POP. A joint venture operation that will see the release of Universal and Sony branded vending machines that dispense Blu-rays, DVDs, CDs, and PS3 games.
They have those for iPods. They're actually pretty neat. They have those in airports and stuff.
They have those in Japan.
Do they?
Yeah, the vending machine, the game vending machines. Microsoft is making a game that will be their answer to Little Big Planet, and they're calling it Boku.
I thought they called it Nuts and Bolts.
It's not really as much of a game as Little Big Planet is. It's sort of like a programming language for people who don't know anything about programming. It's kind of a game too, but it's more programming based than Little Big Planet is. And it doesn't have an ounce of the charm that Little Big Planet has.
Neither does the name, Boku.
Yeah, it's true.
Come on now.
No, Boku.
The 360 community has spoken.
Boku.
And they chose, unofficially, Obama as the winner for the next president.
You mean the American electoral system isn't based around Xbox Live?
You didn't know that? Emergency hospital. Unofficial. Emergency hospital. Formerly known as Sarah's Emergency Room.
Give me a fucking break.
It's complete and gone gold and will release on Xbox Live Arcade and PC on November 26th.
Get out of here with your Sarah's Emergency Room.
Bionic Commando and Street Fighter 4 have been dated for the UK. Bionic Commando will release on February 13th and Street Fighter on February 20th.
Oh. Not so much about Bionic Commando, but
Bionic Commando looks awesome.
Yeah, it does.
I think it looks pretty decent, but I'm not getting my hopes up.
Command & Conquer Red Alert 3 will hit PS3 before Christmas and will support 1080p.
Nice.
Ooh, Pete Hines has said that trophies are coming to the PS3 version of Fallout 3, but he don't know when.
Probably around the same time the DLC hits for the 360.
Which is amazing, because that means everybody that will have to start their game over.
Yeah.
Oh.
You can now participate in the public Call of Duty World at War beta on Xbox Live Marketplace. Yaris has been removed from Xbox Marketplace. As Killer Wolverine quoted, it's about fucking time.
Jesus. Wait, they took it down?
They took it down.
Fuck, I wanted to download that. Yeah. I was looking to invest about 60 hours of my time into Yaris.
Squeenix has opened an
official... Sorry, just bring out a new version called Yaris Revenge.
Yes, the Yaris Revenge joke.
Squeenix has opened an official merchandise store in the Europe and the UK. So GambusCon is on a Euro trip.
So I can buy some jewelry. Along with my cloud mascara.
You so I can buy a Sephiroth chain.
Damn nation.
Around my neck.
Damn. Say overrated?
Damn nation.
Try this for a fifth time.
Damn nation. It's been pushed back to early 2009.
Who didn't see that coming?
Tarnation.
Metal Gear Online broke the 1,000,000 player mark. To celebrate the milestone, Konami is launching the Metal Gear Online commemorative campaign on November 25th, and it will last till December 9th. Participating players will be awarded with 10,000 points on the final day, and there will be a lottery to win an extra 100,000 points as well.
Hey, how about you celebrate the milestone by getting rid of the fucking Konami ID?
There you go. Here's Nintendo's quote on price drops. This is my personal thinking, but when the model's price tag drops over time, manufacturers are telling consumers it's better to wait, and I've always thought that was a mistake.
Give me a break.
Which you can say that when you're selling 6 billion units of your system every month.
Oh, Nintendo. Why do you continue to defy logic?
Capcom's Christian Svensson has said that November is the target month for the release date of Super Street Fighter 2 HD, but he did not give a year.
That's true.
It's November 2012.
Beautiful Joe is the latest fighter to join Tatsunoko versus Capcom.
Oh, nice. It's a good addition.
Yeah.
D3 Publisher has made a deal to publish a game of Astro Boy.
I just saw the next headline.
Pinball FX will get an official licensed Street Fighter table this week.
There's some more points I gotta spend.
And there's details on DT Game Domain.
Yes.
Full story.
Killer Brain's like the plug machine over there. I love it.
Legendary has shipped.
But plug machine.
Six people cared, and then they played it.
Oh, look, it's Gobe Gold.
Mortal Kombat versus DC has Gobe Gold.
Gobe Gold. Gobe Gold.
Saints Row 2 shipped more than 2 million units worldwide. And then in other news in THQ, they reported a loss of $115 million and will lay off 250 people.
Oh, THQ.
And Activision posted a $108 million loss for 3 months ending September 30th.
Everybody's going to post losses.
Pinning the downside to costs relating to its merger with Blizzard.
They blame Blizzard.
According to businessofvideo.com post, U.S. gamers are to get free trials of Netflix streaming access and 360 games, which is
already
Quantum
already
of Solace is the first game.
That's the very first game to have it.
Sony Computer Entertainment has confirmed that the public beta for Killzone 2 has started.
It's Europe.
I'm sorry. The 20 free Rock Band songs are up, so you can download them now.
Actually deleted my code because I saw the songs and didn't care.
You should still play them. I've heard they're very good. Yeah. Activision may begin charging for user-generated songs on Guitar Hero tunes, which would be the dumbest fucking idea
ever.
Ever.
Hey, make us a song and then we'll charge for it.
Yeah. Do the people who made the song get like the royalties? Right.
Probably not. Yeah. No. Because you know what they'll say? They'll say, well, you created it using our tools, so.
They sound like a bunch of douchebags.
Holy shit.
Wow. In other news, GambusCon says Activision sounds like a bunch of douchebags.
Too bad I'm not making another theme song. I'd put that at the beginning of it.
Sound like a bunch of douchebags. Wow. The BBC is reporting that video games, just the games, not hardware, will start outselling videos like VHS tapes.
God, I hope so.
By the end of the year. Movies. That's awesome, though.
In other news, the BBC reports that Game Boy Advance games outsold Betamax videos last year.
Area Games is now accepting applications for the closed beta of Shin Megami Tensei Imagine Online. The beta will begin on December 1st.
You put your request in, Gambus?
You should. Sign me up.
I
guess I'll sign up.
Europeans will get a PS3 bundle that comes with a 160-gigabyte system, DualShock 3, and vouchers
21 gigawatts
to download GT5 Prologue, Quest for Booty, The Last Guy, and Super Stardust HD. Jesus Christ, that's a hell of a box.
It is. It's got a DualShock 3.
Duel. That's the European version. Duel. Ninja Bee announced today that a Kingdom for Keflings will be the first Xbox 360 title to ship with playable in-game avatars.
Three people cared.
Hey, Ninja Bee's made some good games.
No, they have, but I don't know what the fuck a Kingdom for Keflings is.
Well, I didn't know what a Band of Bugs was either, but that was a good game. I didn't know what a Cloning Clyde was either, but that was a good game. Microsoft and the soon-to-be-closed Ensemble Studios announced today that Halo Wars will ship in February 2009. The companies also announced a limited collector's edition. Imagine that. That will include three new Halo 3 multiplayer maps. <Jesus Christ.
laughs> They are from the Mythic Pack. That's the way to cross-market.
Yep. Mythic Pack from Bungie includes three new maps, Assembly, Orbital, and Sandbox.
These maps will not be downloadable, so you must buy this game.
Halo Wars Genesis, a beautiful graphic novel.
Oh, a beautiful graphic novel.
Unique in-game vehicle, the Honor Guard Wraith. 6 leader cards. Leaders possess elite skills which can turn the tide of battle. The Spirit of Fire patch. Start the journey as an official Spirit of Fire crew member. As an additional bonus, fans eager for their chance to battle the Covenant will be able to pre-order Halo Wars and receive a pre-order card to download special in-game Warthog vehicle with flame decals.
Rockin'!
Yeah! Pre-order That's a stuff. Lot of shit. What is that thing, like $130?
Does it come I think with a, it's 80.
Does it come with a cat helmet?
That's what I call an overload of badassness.
If you pre-order the game and you have a mullet, you get a free in-game Camaro with flame stickers.
Sweet. Sega announced today the development of Sonic's Ultimate Genesis Collection, a compilation featuring the best first-party games from the company's 16-bit Genesis years, as well as feature bonus content from its 8-bit Master System and 1980s arcade-era games library.
Didn't this already come out for the GameCube like 5 years ago?
Sonic's Ultimate Genesis Collection is slated Pretty to sure ship to retailers in North America in spring of 2009. MTV Games and Harmonix announced that they will release the Rock Band Track Pack Volume 2 on November 17th. Shaun White Snowboarding has gone gold.
Yes.
Give me a new amp.
Bethesda Softworks announced it has shipped worldwide 4.7 million units of Fallout 3 for 360 and PS3 and games for Windows, representing retail sales in excess of $300 million.
That makes me so happy.
EA to close Casual label, merging it and its Hasbro partnership and the Sims label.
Wow.
Rock Band DLC this week is the Foo Fighters' sophomore album, The Color and the Shape, their best album ever, in my opinion.
Also in my opinion.
Rare will not fix the small text problem, saying, "We are sorry that we weren't able to address this issue, as nothing would please us more than turning all of your complaints into gleeful responses. But it's simply something that's too expensive in terms of time, resources, and money to alter." I'm guessing this is for Banjo-Kazooie.
Yes. Yeah.
Sorry.
And R.I.P. Michael Crichton. He died this week.
He did. Last week.
Last week. This week.
Sad.
Any week.
It's awful.
It is. Man. The creator of Jurassic Park.
And Congo.
Damn
and
you.
And Sphere, right? Didn't he do Sphere,
yes.
too?
Yes. And the Andromeda Strain.
Yeah.
All good books. All not so good movies.
Jurassic Park was good.
Jurassic Park was good.
Sphere, not so much.
Sphere. The second one wasn't even close to as good as the second book.
At least
was.
He won't be alive for Jurassic Park 4.
Yeah, he probably would have died after seeing that. Although they did make a Saturn game out of Congo, if you remember.
They did make a Saturn game out of Congo.
See that?
You're right.
A little trivia there for you. All right, now we can get back to Smack and Rose questions. We got a little time here, as long as the website doesn't die again. What did we end off on?
The historical setting. So yeah, we're on the Gambus.
We're on C. Gambus, you say that home is a load screen. I disagree. It's a user-created load screen. Period. Dot bingo.
Oh, agreed. I just got pwned by Smackaroo.
What's the
question?
I don't know. I don't think
there is no question there. It's just a statement.
Yeah.
Okay. Can the 360 and the PS3 both be considered successful at the end of the console race?
Yes.
There you go.
I mean, even if the PS3 outsells the 360, the 360 is going to be considered successful because it's going to expand the market share.
No matter how many consoles it sells, the Wii will not be a success in my book.
Wow.
Well,
you heard it here first.
That's right.
Two subjects go into an eye exam. They view the same picture at the beginning as they do at the end. They both begin with a clarity level of 0, and both end at a clarity level of 100. Not 100% clarity, just 100 clarity. Subject A, perception of the end image will increase by 10 clarity units. Subject B will reach the end clarity by increments 20 clarity units. It has been found that subject A will have a severely harder time than subject B. Subject A will automatically make a fresh theory about the image he or she is seeing with every new increment of clarity. 10 increments, 10 theories. It is human nature to put the vast amount of information into categories to make those categories you need and our overarching narrative. This is why one of the reasons why Thomas Jefferson rather have someone read no newspapers than the newspapers of his day, even though most of their biases were put right in their titles, the Washington Republican. What biases do you allow for from people with our similar backgrounds? Should people who play betas review games or even be listened to? If you enjoy a game and see what it is and see it as it is would give up all news and previews. Do you like me and you even want unbiased reviews?
What? Do people like me and you even want unbiased reviews?
You try reading all that without flubbing up some of it.
Every review is going to be
all right,
biased.
Well, thank you for the history lesson on the Washington Post and
for Washington Republican.
Yeah, and stuff.
Everything's going to be biased.
Yes, everything's going to. I think what he's saying is we already have our own opinions on everything anyway, so do we really want unbiased reviews or do we want people that agree with us?
I just want people's
most
opinion.
People
I don't really give a shit if it's biased. It's biased. You don't have to agree with it.
You can. I think it's. You know, not to give him any credit, but Dave Halverson, I think, had it right when you should just write and not put the score in there. Because if you read a review, it's not always relevant to the score.
That's true. That's the first thing usually people look at is a score.
Oh, yeah. And once they see that score, then if they read it, then they're like, well, this doesn't sound like an 8.
Right. If you take reviews as gospel instead of taking them as the biased opinion, which is what they are, every reviewer is biased. There's no such thing as an unbiased reviewer.
Exactly.
So you basically just have to take, like Wolverine said, you just have to take every review as it is, which is just an opinion, and form your own opinion on the basis of that.
And that's exactly what it should be, because, I mean, you got to form your own opinion somewhere, and if you want to go play it, then go play it.
You got to choose your own adventure.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not wearing the shirt today, but I bought a couple paraphernalia from the Halloween 3 movie, which is considered one of the worst horror movies ever, but, you know, I like it. So that is what it is.
There's also the dilemma of someone with an educated background in video games giving his biased opinion versus someone who's never, ever played a video game before in their entire life also given a biased opinion from a different perspective.
And that's fine. You don't have to agree with it.
I think...
Well, the thing is, I agree and disagree.
Well, I have no problem with somebody being biased on something, but I don't want their bias to form an opinion on the particular review they're doing. For instance, the Game Informer review of Infinite Undiscovery. The guy starts off saying how much of a Square fanboy he is.
Right.
And his review was obviously positive on the game, which was obviously negative.
Wow.
No, but the thing is, he refused to acknowledge the weak spots of the game and give it a higher score that it probably justly deserved just because he wants to give Square some love. So I think if you're going to be biased on something, don't be biased merit on who it is. In other words, that's like saying if you write for a magazine and you hate EA, you're going to knock every EA game down because you hate EA. So
regardless of the merit of the game itself. I would agree with that to an extent.
All right, next up, F. F is for the number 4 and the letter F.
Sweet.
The letter F, Fallout, Fable, and Far Cry. And the number 4, GTA 4, MGS 4, DMC 4, Left 4 Dead. What is the narrative of this 2008? What did it accomplish? Did Sony finally come into its own with Little Big Planet and MGS 4? Or are they still waiting on that silver bullet?
They found their silver bullet.
Definitely. Little Big Planet and Metal Gear Solid 4 should be at the top of the list in every game of the year. And they're only... on the PlayStation 3.
Two solid reasons to buy a PS3.
Along with Resistance.
Uncharted.
Hey, they found their silver bullet, but they're selling it for the price of a gold bullet.
And you know what, though? with those games, with Uncharted, with MotorStorm, I'd do it. Why not? Those are awesome titles.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, for us in the know.
And Little Big Planet, that's worth the price of a mission alone.
Yeah. If they bundled that with the system.
Which Europe gets.
Dude, that's
they should have done it.
That's
over
the
here.
Most fucking awesome.
That would
bundle.
Push a lot of systems.
Well, the thing is, with Little Big Planet, and when people come up to me and they ask me about it, I'm like, hey, how creative are you? Because honestly, think outside the box. We're all creative in this room. We all have our creative gene. If you didn't have that sense of creativity, do you think you would enjoy Little Big Planet as much?
Sure.
Yeah.
I'd have fun playing other people's levels.
Oh, yeah.
I probably wouldn't have the same attachment to the game, though.
And you know what? You can still have fun creating your own shit, even if you don't have a creative bone in your body. I'm sure you would. Just messing around with it.
I still think it's one of those niche titles, though. I really do.
I will say that as awesome as both Metal Gear and Little Big Planet are, I think that Sony's silver bullet in terms of sales is going to be Killzone 2. I think that's going to be the game that really sort of you know, puts both hands behind the PS2 train and pushes with all its might.
I don't know about
or PS3 train, I mean, and pushes with all its might.
I'm not going to agree with that.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. Yeah. SOCOM was a huge
I'm not saying
PS2
that it's going to be
it didn't sell systems,
I'm not saying that it's going to be great, but I think that that is going to be the biggest system selling game they have in the next 6 months.
I think
Killzone 2 has more potential to sell systems than Little Big Planet does, even though I think Little Big Planet's a better game.
Do you think it has the potential to sell systems so well based off of hype or merit?
No, based off of, well, we don't know about the merit yet because none of us in this room have played it, but based on the fact that it's a high-profile first-person shooter, which is the biggest genre of games right now.
Of hype, though?
Well, obviously.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as a high-profile shooter without hype.
Right.
But, I mean, in my opinion, Little Big Planet is twice the game that Killzone will be, but Killzone will be the system seller over Little Big Planet because it's a high-profile first-person shooter.
I think,
and that's what sells systems.
I think Killzone might be barely more profitable than what Resistance will be.
Well, I'm not saying that it's going to be profitable because they sunk a ton of money on Killzone 2. I'm just saying that it's going to move systems.
Hmm. We'll see about that.
All right, letter G. How did PlayStation 1 beat the Saturn? Was it just the price? I don't remember being excited for the Saturn, even though they had a lot of great games.
True 3D games. No, seriously. That's why I preferred my PlayStation ever. Mm-hmm. It took me into a new direction I'd never seen before.
And yeah.
The Saturn's 3D capabilities were really weak.
And, you know, for me,
it looked like ass.
Because that was my first foray into the video games in years. But it was the price for me.
The Saturn was the end of my four failed system purchases in a row, from the 3DO to the Neo Geo to the Saturn to the Jaguar.
Yeah,
four failed systems until I got to a good one. So
the Saturn's strength was in 2D games, and unfortunately, most of those were only in Japan.
Yeah. I still think the Saturn failed because of its marketing and the fact that it came out with some really half-ass games.
Yeah.
They were half-ass arcade
sports. World Series Baseball was the bomb diggity.
There's a lot of games you can say were the bomb shit on the Saturn.
Daytona USA was awesome.
But when you release a system in June and you release it for $400 and all you have is like three arcade games.
Right, yeah. Mm, well, and that's always been Sega's, except for Dreamcast.
Which still failed.
Yeah.
Well, that's because people are stupid. Well, now they love it.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Oh, yeah, of course. That's what I said. If I had to describe the Dreamcast as any kind of animal, it would be a dinosaur because everybody thinks they're awesome now, but nobody was around when they were.
Letter H. Are you giving out awards for the year, and what are the categories? Yes, we are, and we don't know, but he did send me a list of categories, and they're awesome. I will have to forward them to everybody. We should use some of them for show. For show.
But yeah, we do Game of the Year awards, or we do Year of the Year awards every year.
Yes.
So.
We'll be doing those in January. Which sequel should be given the moniker of version 1.5?
None.
Should a game that is a version 1.5 win your Game of the Year?
There's no such thing as 1.5.
Rockband was.
That's my. Of all the designators that I hate, including, you know, AAA game and all that crap. I hate 1.5 worse than anything else. It's so stupid. It's ridiculous.
It is stupid, but there are some games that do. There's no better description for them than 1.5.
No.
I think Rock Band was, and I think Saints Row was. Mm. And in a way, I kind of feel like Fable 2 was.
I disagree. You're smoking crack if you think Fable 2 is only a half improvement over.
Actually,
the first
one. Well, hold on. Fable 2 should actually just be called Fable.
Mm.
Because everything he promised is now finally in the game.
Yeah. Well, that's true. That is true. First Fable was still a good game.
I never said it wasn't. I'm one of the few defenders of the First Fable.
There's, if anything is improved at all for the sequel, then it's a 2. There's no such thing as 1.5.
So basically, the original Fable was just basically...
Fable 0.5?
0.5.
It was half done. Oh, my God. But.
That means there was never a Shinmu 2. Shinmu 0.2. And his last one, K. I'm not excited by Africa. Because it gets better. Because I can't play as the animals.
Nice.
What animal do you want to play in a video game?
Don't take the last thing away from you.
What animal would you like to be in a video game?
Go ahead. Hit it.
There's two.
Oh, there's two. Ooh. You would like to be. You must have given this some thought.
A liger.
Yeah, I'd like,
pretty much
I'd
my
like
favorite
to be
animal.
Either an eagle and travel the sky. Travel the sky without the fear of falling. And the other animal would be a dolphin. So I
wait.
You can be a dolphin.
Wait, echo
wait,
the dolphin.
Echo the dolphin, wait, dude.
To be fair, he said animal, not mammal.
That's still an animal.
No, it's not. It's a mammal. Yeah,
what kind of dolphins are in Africa?
A mammal is an animal.
That's a good point. I never thought of that. Hey, fucking Bill Nye, the science guy. It's fucking technical, okay?
Hey!
A fucking dolphin is an animal.
He just made a point, too. There's no dolphins in Africa.
He didn't ask about Africa. He said, what animal do you want to play in a video game?
Gotcha.
Goddamn.
So you would play a game, you would deliberately play a game where you were playing as a dolphin?
It's Echo the Dolphin.
If it was awesome.
So you would play a dolphin game on porpoise. See what I did there? See what I did there?
On porpoise.
You like that?
That might be the worst joke I've ever heard.
I had to
life.
Break it out. I had to break it
what
out.
What kind of animal would you be then?
I don't know. I think it'd be pretty badass to be a rhinoceros.
You could be
just because who's going to fuck with a rhinoceros?
See, I thought you were going to say wombat.
Nah, I'm already one of those.
Yeah.
Wombat too.
Oh, Electric Boogaloo.
God, there's
I live
more.
In the Wombat Cave.
What if
I'm going to go with rhinoceros because people don't fuck with rhinoceroses. And they've got horns, which is pretty cool.
And armor-plated skin.
Yeah. What do you think?
I'll be a monkey. I won't throw shit at people.
And get away with it. Last time you did that, you got arrested.
That's true.
You know, if you
it's
were
because you weren't a monkey.
If you're a monkey, you could be on the set of Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull. That was so bad.
That was bad. That
was
pretty
so
bad.
Bad. Was I can't bad believe movie. I can't believe I said that.
That's a very bad movie. I agree.
Oh, oh my!
Let's
God.
Let's not get into the Indiana Jones conversation.
Dr. Jones.
What about you? What kind of animal would you
Jesus,
be?
Jets.
Jaguar. I can run motherfucking fast and kill bitches.
Cheetahs run fast.
Fuck Brett Favre. Well, God
jaguar
damn it.
Run fast too.
Well, they run cheetah. Fast.
Well, but. They run. Yeah, but I want to be a jaguar.
Sorry.
as Boogeyman just goes off on a tangent about professional American football in the middle of the
holy
podcast.
Holy blowout. Fuck me.
As Kill Wolverine also goes on a tangent about...
In the third quarter?
Spread for a while.
No, it's only
welcome to the
time.
N4G no American Football Podcast.
I'd have to be a gazelle.
A gazelle?
So I could run.
I still want to be a liger because it's pretty much my favorite animal.
I could run as a gazelle. No, actually, I want to be...
Bred for the skills of magic.
I want to be a pterodactyl.
The fuck kind of pterodactyl noise was that?
It was the most awesome pterodactyl noise I've ever heard.
Horse ass pterodactyl.
Were you there?
I was there.
Were you there?
I was
the
there when I was there when the Dreamcast was around too.
All right. Well, I think that. That wraps it up.
Oh, man, we're over time.
I know we are.
We're a minute over time.
We're a minute over. We're in overtime. So the next Bagok wins.
Yes. And that time is now. Thank you.
there's nothing in the world quite like living with a pig farm behind your house, because you walk out at night when they're like hoarding the pigs into the pen or whatever, and it sounds like people are getting murdered.
Did you see that South Park about Indiana Jones?
I keep hearing about that.
Cause when
you squeal like a pig, boy, wee wee.
I won't watch South Park anymore.
What?
Pulling on Isaac Hayes.
You know they did a Cloverfield
episode.
Yeah,
that's why I'm not watching anymore. I'm pulling on Isaac Hayes.
No, they shut the fuck
funny.
Up.
They made some fun of something I care about, so I'm not going to watch it.
But the Cloverfield one was awesome.
That movie,
no,
that movie deserved
awesome.
To be made. No, it was terrible.
Shut up.
It was not terrible.
It was not terrible.
I don't watch South Park for one reason only. I don't have
That's right. You have rabbit ears, and they don't get South Park on that. No.